This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm is disrupting one of the biggest travel weekends of the year between Christmas and New Year's. New York City got several inches of snow yesterday, but less than what was expected. Still, at least 1,500 flights were canceled, according to FlightAware. Major New York area airports warned of disruptions, and the National Weather Service cautioned about hazardous travel on the roads, too, if you're not going on a plane. California dropping a lawsuit officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawal of a $4 billion payment for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The administration says the authority running the project doesn't have any viable plan to complete it anytime in the near future. They need $100 billion. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or BigLou.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky this afternoon in Florida for talks on a new peace plan with Russia.
The Ukrainian president says the 20-point peace plan under discussion is about 90% ready, and that the two leaders will talk about security guarantees for Ukraine, an economic agreement, and territorial issues. Negotiators have been reporting steady progress in recent weeks as they seek an end to Russia's nearly four-year war against Ukraine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday confirmed that Canada will give his country a new assistance package after he spoke with European leaders all amidst the peace talks. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Zelensky stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and thanked Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney for joining him in, quote, speaking with our friends in Europe about bringing the war between Ukraine and Russia to an end. Carney told reporters that, quote, a just and lasting peace needs a willing Russia. He condemned Russia's strikes on Kyiv on Saturday, which killed at least one person and left over 20 people hurt. Carney announced a further, quote, $2.5 billion worth of economic assistance that helps unlock financing from the IMF, World Bank, and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
France, Germany, the EU, and the UK are striking back at a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on five Europeans that the Trump administration accuses of pressuring tech firms to censor or suppress American views. The EU's executive branch, the European Commission, which supervises tech regulation on the continent, is warning it will take action against any, quote, unjustified measures. Google's corporate parent has announced an agreement to buy data center energy specialist Intersect for nearly $5 billion as part of an effort to secure the vast amounts of electricity it'll need to power AI. This is SRN News. One of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the three tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as, quote, money-hungry Jews. She had been selected to lead Mamdani's Office of Appointments, having worked in the office more than a decade ago. A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts, knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. They have gone hog wild.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Derrick Henry rushed for a season high 216 yards and matched a career high with four touchdown runs as the Ravens beat the Packers 41-24 and kept their playoff hopes alive in the NFL gambit. Henry had three touchdown runs in the first half and another later. The Texans, meantime, beat the Chargers 20-16. They clinch a playoff spot. This is SRN News.
Thank you, Al. Wow. That was good. This is a hell of a dinner. Well, I want to thank Your Eminence. This is really great to be with you again. We love it. Governor Cuomo, our great senators. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know. Mayor de Blasio, wherever you are, where is Mayor de Blasio? Huh? Hello, Mayor. Come on. See, in the old days, I would have known him very well, but I haven't been doing so much of the real estate anymore. And I want to thank Al and Nan Smith. Just a fantastic job you do with the dinner, and congratulations on a record. Over $6 million, right? Is their record. And a special hello to all of you in this room who have known and loved me for many, many years. It's true. The politicians. They've had me to their homes. They've introduced me to their children. I've become their best friends in many instances. They've asked for my endorsement, and they always wanted my money. And even called me really a dear, dear friend. But then, suddenly, decided when I ran for president as a Republican that I've always been a no-good, rotten, disgusting scoundrel. And they totally forgot about me. But that's okay. You know, they say when you do this kind of an event, you always start out with a self-deprecating joke. Some people think this would be tough for me, but the truth is,
this robotic puppy is so lifelike, it actually fooled my neighbor, who's a veterinarian. I've been a grandmother for 50.
The truth is, I'm actually a modest person, very modest. It's true. In fact, many people tell me that modesty is perhaps my best quality. Even better than my temperament. You know, Cardinal Dolan and I have some things in common. For instance, we both run impressive properties on Fifth Avenue. Of course, his is much more impressive than mine. That's because I built mine with my own beautifully formed hands.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The two biggest credit card companies are reporting a 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lots of flights canceled this weekend or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes. A winter storm is the problem, disrupting one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. Between Christmas and New Year's, 1,500 flights alone canceled in the greater New York City area. This is SRN News.
Well, his was built with the hands of God, and nobody can compete with God. Is that correct? Nobody, right? That's right. No contest. It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends. Or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season. this stuff. This is corny stuff. I do recognize that I come into this event with a little bit of an advantage. I know that so many of you in the Archdiocese already have a place in your heart for a guy who started
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky this afternoon in Florida for talks on a new peace plan with Russia.
The Ukrainian president says the 20-point peace plan under discussion is about 90% ready, and that the two leaders will talk about security guarantees for Ukraine, an economic agreement, and territorial issues. Negotiators have been reporting steady progress in recent weeks as they seek an end to Russia's nearly four-year war against Ukraine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday confirmed that Canada will give his country a new assistance package after he spoke with European leaders all amidst the peace talks. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Zelensky stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and thanked Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney for joining him in, quote, speaking with our friends in Europe about bringing the war between Ukraine and Russia to an end. Carney told reporters that, quote, a just and lasting peace needs a willing Russia. He condemned Russia's strikes on Kyiv on Saturday, which killed at least one person and left over 20 people hurt. Carney announced a further, quote, $2.5 billion worth of economic assistance that helps unlock financing from the IMF, World Bank, and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
France, Germany, the EU, and the UK are striking back at a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on five Europeans that the Trump administration accuses of pressuring tech firms to censor or suppress American views. The EU's executive branch, the European Commission, which supervises tech regulation on the continent, is warning it will take action against any, quote, unjustified measures. Google's corporate parent has announced an agreement to buy data center energy specialist Intersect for nearly $5 billion as part of an effort to secure the vast amounts of electricity it'll need to power AI. This is SRN News. One of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the three tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as, quote, money-hungry Jews. She had been selected to lead Mamdani's Office of Appointments, having worked in the office more than a decade ago. A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts, knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. They have gone hog wild.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Derrick Henry rushed for a season-high 216 yards and matched a career high with four touchdown runs as the Ravens beat the Packers 41-24 and kept their playoff hopes alive in the NFL gambit. Henry had three touchdown runs in the first half and another later. The Texans, meantime, beat the Chargers 20-16. They clinch a playoff spot. This is SRN News.
Out as a carpenter working for his father. I was a carpenter working for my father. True. Not for a long period of time, but I was for about 3 weeks. What's great about the Al Smith dinner is that even in the rough and tumble world of a really, really hard-fought campaign. In fact, I don't know if you know Hillary, but last night they said that was the most vicious debate in the history of politics, presidential debate, the most vicious. And I don't know, are we supposed to be proud of that or are we supposed to be unhappy? But they did say that, and I'm trying to think back to Lincoln.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.